Lorraine?
Hello.
Thank you for hanging on, Lorraine. Now, the chances of you being allowed in...
I buy my car with a boot up.
Mm.
And the battery's flat.
Now, have you run...
Did you mean to ring the AA and you've rung it by accident?
Is that what has happened? You've got the AA coming, haven't you?
He's here.
Oh, is he there?
What's his choice?
No periphery.
My choice?
Yeah. Would be...
Can I say what my first choice would have been?
Well, why go for the second choice? I mean...
Might already be gone, you see.
Oh, I see. What was your first choice?
No, because if I say that, then you'll just...
Never double guess the presenters.
No, not only that, what an interesting radio style. I'm all for this kind of ragged exchange. There's no point drifting into redundant intimacy, is there?
No, I didn't say my first choice.
She didn't, goodness.
You can't blame her. You can't blame her because you're obviously not going to give it to her because you've just given away one of the wild cards.
Saying, come on, you daft old bag, spit it out.
No, what is it? Come on. What is it? What is it? What is your first choice, Lorraine?
Then I can't have my second.
We don't know that yet, Lorraine.
Lorraine, until we hear one of them, we are going nowhere. Like your car. Send the AA round to this call straight after and see if they can fix it. Yeah, go on. What is it?
I can't explain.
You must try. Don't try.
No. Let's have a look. Let's see if it's gone. They wouldn't
put it. It'll be on the sea. It'll be on the sea, Danny.
No, not. I know the 19-year-olds who collect these.
Gary from Luton has already got can't explain.
Okay.
As we know it to be.
So what was your second choice?
Tin Soldier by Small Faces.
Gone as well.
Sorry, no kind of that.
Since Tin Soldier's gone, I'm sure Tin Soldier's gone.
I've found some jump leads for this call, though.
Hang on, Tin Soldier, time after time. No, Tin Soldier hasn't gone, Lorraine.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Right? See, the way it works, we're enjoying the rain, and there's no point to go twirling index fingers at temples here. Come on, everybody.
That's so rude.
You have to have. Bang on time, the old 1019 in Leytonstone.
Teleportation network.
Now, you want Tin Soldier, and the reason...
I want a little Tin Soldier.
I think we're going to have to allow the second wild card to go here, aren't we? We're going to have to...
I'm standing by my car with boot up and the AA man here. I need it.
All right, hang on. Alice?
Don't be capricious now, Danny.
You're going to have to come in here, because Danny and I are on the H of a D. We don't know what to do.
This is the first time you have consulted the section of this court,
well,
sitting in Paris.
Well, because you're the higher... What do you think?
How do I have the higher vote? Do I have the vote of veto?
The ultimate vote. You can. It's yea or nay. Your thumb, or your thumb up, or your thumb down, and Lorraine in Leytonstone, who's been an entertaining call.
I
know, we've taken it to the European Court in Paris now.
Lorraine, are you especially petitioning the court in Paris?
Yes, she is. Now, come on.
Then I can't turn you down. Give it to her.
Well, there it is. Look at that. Then we've got it now. There's only one more. Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Are we finished at 12? Is that 100 minutes? Only one more wild card.
100 minutes. And I don't know now. I don't know, you see. I think these are all good people. And the last have been flaky calls. I know people are out there saying, look, you know, I want Claire because I named my daughter Gilbert O'Sullivan. I didn't name my daughter Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, you did. No one thought that was funny at all.
That's it. Could I have Claire by Gilbert O'Sullivan because I named my daughter Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Now, he would definitely get that choice, yes.
Come to the phone, Gilbert. Hello. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan, my daughter, with the cap and everything. All right, everyone. Settle down now. We're having a good time, aren't we?